Jesus' words, pray always and do not lose heart. Pray always. At first, it sounds like a really high calling, a calling beyond our capacity, a calling that seems to be beyond our ability to achieve. Pray always? And yet, I happened to discover when I lived in the monastery with the monks, I discovered that it was possible indeed to pray always. Huh? You're kidding. Waking and sleeping? Yes. From day to day and hour to hour and minute to minute, it was always possible if you were aware of your surroundings, if you were aware of what was going on, if you paid attention to the needs of those around you and your own needs, if you paid attention to who you are, where you are, and what you were called to do and be, it is possible to pray always. The phrase here probably should be better translated, be available to God always. Making your life a prayer doesn't mean that you always have this chatterbox type connection with God, where you're always yakking at God. I'm reminded of the movie Bruce Almighty, in which he has so many prayers to hear and answer, he sets up this like email connection system. You've got mail, you've got mail. And it was like millions of emails coming in, and he got so frustrated with the number of email prayers that he was receiving that he said, select all, and clicked yes. And so all 3,500 people who prayed that they would win the lottery won. And they all won 7 cents. I mean, it was a disaster. Prayer is not a chattering line of communication with God. Praying always, praying without ceasing, is maintaining an attitude, an availability to God. It's maintaining an availability to be in dialogue with God and with others, to be in concern for others, to express the love of God to others, to hear the needs of others, and to share the grace of God with all. To be praying without ceasing is to be available to God and available to your sister and brother. Now that's possible. It can be done. I've seen it done. I know men and women of faith who live their lives continually available to God. I had a great aunt. Her name was Lucy, except that Lucy was hard for my granddad to say when he was a little boy, and so it came out witchy, and so we called her Aunt Witchy. Aunt Witchy was an amazing lady. She was a prayer, the kind of person who you could call up at 10:30 p.m. and say, Aunt Witchy, I need you to pray for me for this specific reason. And she'd pray. And she would pray so sincerely over the phone that you could feel the encompassing love and grace of God. You could feel in your soul that she was praying for you. You knew that she was available to God for you. That's what this praying without ceasing means here. Jesus calls us to be available to God and to each other. And in so doing, we share the love of God and the peace of God, the grace of God, the presence of God with all. Always pray. Pray always. It's possible. And do not lose heart. Well, right there, Jesus loses me. Because losing heart is difficult and happens all the time. It is so easy to lose heart. It is so easy to become disappointed, disaffected with your own failings to pray always. It is so possible to become disappointed, disaffected with your own failings to do what God calls you to do. You lose heart. You say, well, what's the purpose in it? Let's just go. Let's just quit and go do our own thing. Why even bother trying when things go awry? I wish I knew who said it. It may have been me originally. I remember saying it over 15 years ago. But pastoring a church is like herding cats. Who here knows what a cat is? All right? It's a pygmy lion that parents keep to teach their children how to wash their faces. It's a mouse trap on legs. It's a fur purr box to keep your bed pillow warm. I had several cats in my life. Tiggert was a darling cat, and he liked to catch mice. And he didn't have front claws, but he had good strong rear paws and claws. And he would grab them, and he would hold on to them with his paws and his mouth, and he'd kick them really hard across the room. And then he would get up and run over and catch them, and then kick them the other way. And one day I came home really late from the hospital. I was exhausted. It had been one of those horrible days from hell. We all know about those days.
I can barely see. Get undressed and pull the sheets of the bed down. And thank God I opened my eyes just before I collapsed into bed, because there under the covers was this dead mouse.
And there was Tiggert looking up at me saying, "Do you like midnight snack? Play toy? When they're wonderful, they're wonderful. They're members of our family. They crawl up into our beds. They crawl up on top of us. They start that massaging routine, and you wish you could roll over and they could do your back for you. I mean, they're fabulous, wonderful members of our family. Until you get a whole bunch of them together. And then it's... And they start attacking and fighting and biting and yelling at each other. You get four cats together in an attack mode, and it sounds like Armageddon is occurring. And don't you dare reach down to try to pick them up. We're in the middle of that, or you will become shredded. You need chain mail gloves to pick them up when they're in that mode. Sometimes being the pastor of a church is like that. Wonderful, beautiful cats, sleek and clean, you know, who suddenly meow at you. It can be frustrating. It can cause you to lose heart and want to go away. The worst thing I ever did in the monastery was ask God to give me patience, the gift of patience. God gave me reasons to have patience, and I learned it. Don't ask God for patience. Just practice it. Oh, it's so easy to lose heart. But when you do, that's when you really need to be in prayer. That's when you really need to be open to God. That's when you really need to be listening for God and open to God, ready to allow God to change you. One of the greatest thinkers and writers and speakers of the mid-20th century in the Christian church was C.S. Lewis. He wrote the Narnia series, by the way, and several other wonderful series, and many wonderful books, The Screwtape Letters, Mere Christianity, The Problem of Pain, and Surprised by Joy. He met the American poet who had come to visit him in England. And he fell in love with this American poet and decided he was going to marry her even after she was diagnosed with cancer. And he prayed for her and went and visited her and prayed for her deeply. And finally, they got word that she was moving into remission, and the dean of the chapel comes up to him at the university where he was teaching there at Cambridge and said, It's because of your prayers. Your prayers have been answered. You've been praying day and night, and your prayers have been answered. And C.S. Lewis, in probably one of the most profound things he ever said, said, "I pray because I can't help myself. I pray because I'm helpless. I pray because the need flows out of me all the time, waking and sleeping. It doesn't change God. It changes me." Prayer, being open to God, being available to God, changes us, changes our circumstances, changes the way in which we approach others, changes the nature of how we live our lives. Prayer, being open to God, changes, most importantly, us and how we respond to those moments when we lose heart. How we respond to our fellow cats in the pen going, "Meow." Being open in prayer to God changes us. That's what we see here today. The judge, one of the us's, was changed by the woman's being open in prayer and pestering constantly. We are called to be open in prayer, realizing that we can be changed by that, realizing that we change our situation when we are in open and when we are open in prayer. We change our situation when we are open in prayer and when we do not lose heart. It can be so easy to lose heart. Amidst the trials and the fights and the battle, the struggles of life, the fears and pains of life, the illnesses, the sicknesses, the infirmities. At the hospital this week with Lehman in the ICU unit, he's still under infectious disease restrictions, and so you can't come close to him without, and can't touch him for sure without putting on gloves. And I wasn't going to come in and touch him. I was just going to stand there and wave at him. And Wanda got his attention and got him awake. And he looked at me and he saw me and he started doing this. And so I went and got one of those gloves and put it on my hand, super tight and uncomfortable, nicky. Ugh. And I put it on my hand and I went up to him and put my hand out. And he gripped it so hard I thought he was going to rip it out of my hand. My hand off the socket of the arm, you know. He wanted to not let go. He wanted to pray. And so we prayed. And when you're in an ICU unit like that, you don't know how well they hear you. So you speak up. You speak loudly. And in the prayer, I prayed for Wanda, and I prayed for Lehman, and I prayed for their family. And I prayed that God would be with them, that God would guide them and protect them and bring Lehman to full health and wholeness again and bring him home with rejoicing. The things that we pray always. And I also prayed for the doctors and nurses who were caring for him, that they might be given wisdom and guidance to see their way clear to bringing him back to health and wholeness, that God would use them as an instrument of grace and healing. We said amen. Eventually, his grip slackened on my hand, and I was able to pull it back, and we talked for a few moments longer, and then it was time for me to move out of the room. They were coming to stick holes in him again and take blood and whatever else they do. So I took the glove off and I said goodbye to Wanda and left. And as I was leaving, one of the nurses from the nurse's station came over to me and intercepted me and thanked me for praying for her and for the doctors and nurses on staff there. She says, "So often we hear people come in and we hear them pray for people in these rooms and we hear them pray for their healing and for God's presence with them, and we need prayer too. Prayer changes us. Prayer changes me. Prayer changes you. Prayer changes our situation, our response to the things that cause us to lose heart. Be open to God's presence in prayer. Be open to God's presence in prayer and allow God to come in and transform your situation, your life, your fears, your pains. Be open in prayer, always waking or sleeping. Be open to the presence of God. As you come to the table of the Lord today, be open in prayer to the presence of Jesus Christ to heal and transform your situation and make you whole again.
Listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2010 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.